I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Chime, I see what you did there. Phillips?
Correct, Greg,
like,
yeah.
Like Anthony?
Yep. I actually saw him open one time for OAR.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. Because I said, rarely do you see successful bands during the lead song with two lead singers. And immediately on the Subaru of New England text line, I got a text that said, how about the Beatles? True.
But wasn't John Lennon really the front man of that band when they first came out?
Paul McCartney was also.
I wasn't alive during that era, but I always thought it was like John was the front man.
It was the two of them.
My father-in-law texted me Heart. I've never heard.
Yes, Heart, the Wilson sisters, yes. And the Eagles, one of my all-time favorite bands. So I stand corrected on that. I was wrong about that.
It seems to happen almost every time we talk music.
I know. I'm wrong a lot. It is what it is. We're going to get to They Said It at 7:20. And that's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. And that will include what Steph Diggs said or didn't say about what happened on the boat in Miami. So that is coming up in about a half an hour. But we have leads left this morning, including one from Courtney. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. My lead this morning is more of a what are we doing? Curtis, next time that you're in Indiana, you could find some streets that you may like. Halliburton Road, Bryant Boulevard, Turner Lane, just three of every player on the Pacers that have had a street named after them this week.
Unbelievable.
They are taking a note from the Knicks, and I don't know why you would ever do this.
Nope.
No.
Every single player now has a street named after them, and I think that this is the ultimate jinx scenario. Like, I think this is so stupid. Unless you're winning a championship, you should not be doing this.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I thought that this was AI the first time. Now you have to be careful.
Right.
But the fact that they're doing this, and it's the politicians, the people that are trying to get involved, it's just so dumb.
Well, this is the same city that brought you playoff contestant Colts banners.
Right.
And to me, though, like, I get this for Indianapolis. It's kind of a one-horse town. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's a nothing city, really. But New York City, but it was a joke. But this team, I thought their fan base mocked the Knicks.
They did. They did.
So they're mocking
they
the Knicks
did.
And then doing it themselves.
That's the most shocking part. They were going after Knicks fans when New York did this. And then to go ahead and do it while you're in the middle of a fight for the championship with probably the strongest team in the NBA is shocking.
Emergency top five worst preemptive jinx maneuvers in sports.
Number five.
Would you include the Steelers planning the parade prior to the AFC championship game with the Patriots?
That was the Eagles prior to the Super Bowl.
Well, the Steelers did it too, I thought.
Yeah, the Steelers, yeah, the Steelers they got. Thank you, though. Then that, I think they did like hotel reservations.
Right, they
yeah,
made reservations and, yeah, for the Super Bowl, not the parade.
Okay, not the parade. Mm.
The parade one is where you see
Fourier.
Yeah. Shaking his head.
Yeah, that was the
to me, the best one of all time is Arthur Blank going down to the sideline to celebrate and being caught as they lose.
That was a good one. Oh, yes. So good.
That's a great one.
Oh, that was so good. Yeah. I loved it. But
the street thing is relatively new. Yeah. Like it hasn't been done a
Until the Knicks did it, I don't think I've ever heard that in sports. Like where, you know,
I'm confused. Isn't it hard to get streets like renamed? So once you do it, it's not like they can just take them down and put up a new street.
Well, in New York, as soon as they got bounced, they went back to the old names.
Yeah.
So then the Indiana will just do the same thing?
But I don't think they changed the street name. They just put the player's name underneath the street.
No. Mitch can put up the photo again.
In the Knicks case, that's what I thought they did.
Okay, well, in the Pacers case, it's their street.
So they changed,
Main Street to
Halliburton. Leo Birmingham Parkway to Halliburton. Yeah. Road or something like that. All right.
Curtis, as a savant, you can confirm this on the text line. Painting World Series on the grass at Fenway before losing to the Yankees in 2003. Did they do that?
Oh, God. I'm sure they did. When Boone's home run landed, I went into a deep spiral. So I don't remember much.
All right. Great lead, Courtney. Thank you. We will get to the rest of the leads coming up, and then they set it at 7:20. That's a quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday. Lou Merlone will join us, and we will talk Red Sox at 9 this morning with Lou. And we are, as we always do, we are going to play the very best Hill Notes back at 9:20. So you can leave a Hill Note on any topic now on the Odyssey app. And we will comb through them all and play the best ones back at 9:20. A suggestion that yesterday's Jackson Guy song was the best Hill Note ever. I got a DM about that last night. I don't know if
it's Jackson
possible.
DM you that?
It could have been. I didn't really pay much attention. But
burner account.
I don't know if you can pick a best one.
No,
they're the best one ever was the guy who, the first time, a segment from the Greg Hill Show.
When the guy did the whole
show. Yes, the first one he ever did.
Didn't somebody just do one not too long ago, like a week or two, that we were like, man, that was spectacular?
Maybe.
Wasn't there one that was like really done? I can't remember who it was.
No, it's hard to pick.
There's so many of them.
It's very difficult.
I'm with Courtney. The first time the guy reenacted a segment with all the voices.
I watched that over and over again on Instagram.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will play the best ones back at about 9:20 on today's show.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.